So one of the many benefits that we have of being together here this morning, the scripture says, is that we can wash one another. We can wash one another with the water of the word. And Jesus tells Peter, you're already clean because of the word I've spoken to you, but you have need that I wash your feet, because we pick up stuff during the week and we get a little contaminated with the world in our heart and our body and our soul. And we need to be washed with the water of the word. Amen. Regularly. And so we have the opportunity to do that. So the Lord has been speaking already this morning, as he does every day. I woke up this morning. I got a text from my friend Justin up in Hillsboro, and he reminded me that we only have today, and more specifically, he says, we only have right now. Yes, we only have today, but more specifically, we only have right now, the present moment where eternity meets earth. So before we left this morning, I gathered my wife and my kids, and I reminded of that. I said, right now is all we have, right now. We want to live by faith right now. Well, I show up here this morning, I give my sweet sister Joanne a hug. She's been gone in New York for weeks, and she says, you know, John, right now is all we have. This is it. Right now is the day of salvation. And so the Lord's speaking this. And so I just want to read this over. 2 Corinthians 6 says, as God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's graces in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. And I tell you, and this is what I tell you, church, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. If you have not been sealed with the Holy Spirit and been drawn into God's family by committing your life to Jesus, now is the day of salvation. Now is the time of his favor. If you have, and you're a blood-bought son and daughter, I tell you, now is the day of salvation. Now is the day of favor. Whatever is coming against you right now is the time to beseech the Lord. So we're going to take a moment and just wash each other with the water of the word. I want to ask you if you would just pray over someone that you did not come in with. Let's mix it up just a little bit. We're just going to pray a blessing over each other. Pray over them. Let them pray over you. Wash them with the water of the word. Let's just bless one another this morning right now, that we can walk in faith and God's favor.